From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Controversy continues to build around accusations of U.S. international spy programs. White House spokesman Jay Carney insists that President Obama was unaware allied leaders' personal communications were being monitored. He said that the president is now leading a review of intelligence gathering programs to ensure that the U.S. only gathers data that it needs, rather than excessively gathering information just because it has the capability to do so. Mr. Carney also said the White House is aware of the strain this is putting on their international relations.
We understand that this has caused concern in countries that represent some of our closest relationships internationally, and we are working to allay those concerns and to discuss these issues, and will continue to do so because those relationships are so important for so many reasons, including for security reasons.
Spain is calling on the United States to come clean over claims it monitored 60 million Spanish phone calls in a month. The U.S. ambassador to Spain has pledged to address the fresh U.S. spying allegations. Nina Maria Potts reports from Washington.
Officials from the European Parliament's Committee on Civil Liberties and Justice and Home Affairs are meeting with U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill to express concerns over the latest U.S. spying allegations that Washington has been monitoring European leaders and citizens. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is also deploying German intelligence officials to Washington to demand answers to claims that her phones were tapped for a decade. Now Spain wants answers from Washington, too, over claims published by Spain's El Mundo newspaper that the U.S. National Security Agency, the NSA, monitored tens of millions of private phone calls as recently as December 2012 and January this year.
A British computer hacker has been charged by U.S. authorities for breaching computer systems in an attempt to access private data. 28-year-old Lori Love was arrested on Friday in the U.K. Natalie Powell has more from London.
The 28-year-old is accused of hacking thousands of computer systems without permission, including one count of accessing a U.S. department or agency computer. It's understood that Lori Love was part of a group of hackers working to place backdoor entrances into systems, which would then allow them to return at a later date and access confidential data. According to reports, among those networks hacked included the U.S. Department of Defense's Missile Defense Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. 28-year-old Love was arrested in the village of Suffolk in the southeast of England on Friday by authorities, including the UK's National Crime Agency, in a separate investigation.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A car crash in the famous Tiananmen Square has left at least 5 dead and 38 injured as the car caught fire. Some media outlets report that Chinese state police barred them from the scene and deleted photographs they took of the incident. Presently, it's unknown whether the crash at the site of the 1989 protest was politically motivated or just an unfortunate accident. The phone hacking trial of former News International chief executive Rebecca Brooks began in London today. Former News of the World editor Andy Coulson and Brooks are accused of conspiring with others to listen to hacked voicemails. 6 others will also stand trial in the case, which is drawing international media attention and is expected to run for at least 5 months. The number of contracts to buy previously owned homes in the United States fell in September by the most in 3 years. Higher home prices and mortgage interest rates were cited for the decline. Li Ling Tan reports from New York.
The number of pending home sales in September fell for the 4th straight month to hit the lowest level since May 2010. The pending home sales index, tracked by the National Association of Realtors, showed contract signings fell 5.6% to slightly more than 101, which is 1.2% lower than a year ago. Rising mortgage rates and higher home prices, along with growing uncertainty over the U.S. government's budget, curbed buying power, according to the association's chief economist. Lower consumer confidence also cut into expenditures, including home purchases.
And Poland's first prime minister after the fall of communism has died at age 86. Tadeusz Mazowiecki is remembered for helping Poland transition to a democratic system. Tom Barton reports from Moscow.
As Soviet power began to crumble in Eastern Europe in 1989, Tadeusz Mazowiecki began momentous negotiations. The so-called round table talks with the communist government led to Poland's first partially free elections.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.